Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Since we last spoke, we have had the decision from the Employment Tribunal in the Gutierrez case. In the claim, he pursued complaints of discrimination on various grounds, and he has been successful on some of those grounds. They've found that the decision not to select Gutierrez as a player was influenced by his absence from cancer, and they've found the club acted in a way to stop the trigger of an extension to his contract.
So just for context, for anyone who might be picking up on this story for the first time, Jonas Gutierrez was diagnosed with cancer while playing for Newcastle United, went away to have treatment, came back, got back into the team, had to have some further treatment, didn't he? It basically ended up that he felt they deliberately didn't play him so that he wouldn't be automatically handed the extension to his contract, that which was based on the number of appearances, effectively, wasn't it?
Indeed. They also made a very interesting finding, which was a failure to make a reasonable adjustment. The tribunal looked at, for the relevant period, that Gutierrez was available, and they worked out he had approximately 153 opportunities or so to play, and he needed to make 80 appearances to trigger the contract extension. Now, they've made an interesting finding that if they had taken into account his absence through the cancer, you know, the treatment and the remission, not absence for other reasons, but because of that, he only would have had about 121 opportunities to play, and they should have prorated the number the number of appearances to exercise
the contract. So they were
still
going by the contract, which was written assuming he would be fit to play and not affected by an illness within that contract period.
Not affected by the disability, indeed. Now, this could have quite profound implications. And this is only one of the grounds, and I believe if they'd found this themselves, certainly Newcastle may be challenging it, because this is going to have widespread implications for footballers.
So this could fundamentally change the way footballers are contracted, in theory, couldn't it? It could be a precedent that's been set here.
It could be, especially, now we don't know if Newcastle are going to appeal it. I'm not aware of any appeal being lodged, but if they do appeal it and their appeal is unsuccessful, it may create more of a precedent. So they may leave well alone. But it's certainly an issue that football clubs need to look at that hasn't, as far as I'm aware, been an issue in the past.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting one, because if you were, say, a builder and you were injured in your line of work and could no longer work, there is a process for that. There are people who offer you advice. I'm sure you know the right people to offer advice in that kind of situation, Paul.
Indeed.
But I guess you could argue that a footballer being injured while at work is a similar thing, but it's something that we kind of go, well, it's just a risk of the game.
It is. If you take this in the wider context, in a lot of employment environments, you had a builder or some other professional who is limited to be able to fill their duty because of a disability, there may be something that has to be taken into consideration. I'd imagine everything done on a case-by-case basis, so I'm not expecting the floodgates to completely open, but it's something that will have to be looked at now. I'd also say, of note, a lot of the complaints that Gutierrez made, he wasn't successful on, but they related to the way he was treated. Now, this may be some speculation on my part, but he was quite aggrieved by the way he was man-managed.
Yes.
And though that didn't itself bring to a successful claim, it probably aggravated his personal feelings and made him more determined to pursue a claim, and he ended up successful on other grounds. If they'd handled it better, maybe he would have taken a different approach.
Because if you want to take on a claim like this, it's not an easy journey, really, is it? There's going to be an emotional turmoil as part of it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hassle. So you're going to need a bit of fire behind you to want to take it on. And for you to perceive that you've been treated in such a way that gives you the fire to want to do that, that's something that businesses could do well to... If you handle the exit from the business well, you're going to reduce that
you are.
Fire,
you're going to reduce that fire. And I think that's what they did here. Certainly from the facts that have been found, doesn't seem to have been a situation that's been handled at all well, and has left an employee who's already gone through a stressful period with his cancer and personal challenge to feel even more aggrieved. Now, this may sound cynical from a lawyer, but you're not only upsetting an employee, you're upsetting an employee who's got substantial financial resources to take you on. But, you know, any employee may have, looking at scales, if you upset them enough, they may find the resources, they may find the determination and will to pursue it. So employee engagement and the way you deal with things, well, you won't always get it right and you won't always avoid claims. It's likely to reduce the risk.
All it takes is to bump into the right person in a pub, or someone to know the right solicitor to speak to, who thinks, actually, we could win this case, and if we win this case, then the fee is paid out of the compensation, effectively, then all of a sudden you're not protected just because this person doesn't have the skill behind them. So just because you're not a footballer that doesn't have all the money behind you, there may still be a case and you may not need that financial backing necessarily.
Indeed, and particularly in the case at the moment where there's been a drop-off in employment claims, and there's a number of employment lawyers who may well be willing to take on cases on a more commercial basis. If you handle it well, and if you go through procedures, any lawyer looking at it is likely to be more put off than perhaps someone who has not followed procedures, not handled well. You may not only encourage the individual, you may encourage the lawyer to say, hey, we've got a chance here, there's almost no procedure, or this has been badly handled.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us back to similar advice from our previous show, and I thoroughly recommend, because we went into a very detailed discussion about what you as a business can do to ensure you don't end up like Newcastle, which I think is quite a good way to look at it. Don't end up like Newcastle United.
It is. It's generated adverse publicity in a season that's not gone well. And it's reported that a lot of his teammates and former teammates congratulated him on his success.
Wow.
Which, if correct, shows perhaps a degree of or lack of employee engagement.
It does,
by
doesn't
the club.
It? It doesn't sound like the employee-employer relations are particularly good. Which it's a basic thing, you know. You can lawyer up and have all the backing of the biggest solicitor firms in the world, but actually that first step is to do the softer approach and to do the preparation and not end up in that place in the first place.
Get it right at the start. If you get it wrong at the start, it's harder to put it right. And it doesn't matter who you engage, a lawyer can't change the facts, can't change what happened.
So, Paul, if an employer is listening to this and thinking, do you know what, I feel like I just need to check in with somebody who understands all this, or heaven forbid, they've already found themselves subject to a tribunal and need some good advice, what's the best way to get in touch?
If you go on our website, it's www.newtons.co.uk.
And you can find all the contact details. Paul's individual contact details are on the website, yeah. So do get in touch if you need some support. Paul, thank you so much, and you're going to be joining us again very soon. And we've actually got another football case study to talk about. Football providing all the case studies of how to and how not to deal with certain risks in business, and we'll talk about the next one next time.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.